Love to share a two-minute idea on Tu Bishvat Tavshin Pei. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea from the Yitav Panim on Tu Bishvat Ois Tezvav. And he writes from the Gemara in Pesachim and Vav and Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Ki Sharlim V'Dorshim Kodim L'Chag Shloshim Yom. Before every Yontav, a Jew has to learn 30 days before the Yontav. A person has to learn the halachos and the inyanim of the Yontav. And he says that at the end of the day, Tu Bishvat is 30 days before Purim. Well, it's really 30 days before Shusha Purim, when we know Yudad Adar is Purim, and Shusha Purim is 30. So he says at the end of the day, what's the connection between Purim and Tu Bishvat? How is Tu Bishvat a 30-day preparation for Purim? And he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches and Aleph, and says that what happened on Purim, on Purim Klai Yisrael, we were mekabel the Torah me'ahava. We were mekabel the Torah out of love to accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's kingship. Lekabel in all machos shemayim, all Torah, the mitzvahs, b'leiv shalim. It says Tu Bishvat, it's the Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos. It's the Rosh Hashanah of trees, and we know at the end of the Machlokas Beshamay Beis Hillel. Beshamay says Rosh Chodesh, really Rosh Chodesh, and Beis Hillel says it's Tu Bishvat. He says Davka, why is it Tu Bishvat? Because it's the Sraf Beilanos. Even though the fruits aren't there, even though actions aren't there, the Machshava is there. The Sraf in the Ilan, the Sraf, the sap in the tree. We want to do the right thing, says the Yitav Panim. 30 days before Purim, we're mekabling, we are accepting upon ourselves the hachana to prepare for Matan Torah Me'ahava of Purim. It's at the end of the day, that's what Tu Bishvat is all about. Tu Bishvat is the ability to think and make the correct choice, to be able to use our machshavos to serve the Rabbon Hashem. Omiyaz yazchel lachnot arashayavu lasos privim maisa kachayavu liyodova kamena. So at the end of the day, Tu Bishvat is the thought, and Purim will be the action. At the end of the day, to also understand that the fruits aren't there yet on Tu Bishvat. It's just the sap in the seed. It's just the sap, the sapling down deep in the tree. But the machshava is there. And when is the machshava? The machshava is Tu Bishvat. We have all these inyonim, we have all these aspirations, all these potential. But when we all, if we want to come to Purim, mekabel Torah me'ahava, out of action, first we have to have the thought. First, we have to have the four prophets. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. Now, 30 days before Shushan Purim, 30 days before Purim, we must make sure to mekabel the Torah me'ahava. And that's what Shvat's all about. Shvat, we know the Moshe Rabbeinu taught the entire Torah in Shvat. And we know from the Chiddush Harim, it says Shvat is Shmuas Pesoris Tovros, or other Chiddush Harim also says, is Shvat is Shamrim Baruchim Tarim, that He should guard us, and He should bless us, and He should purify us. And what's the ultimate guarding and the ultimate blessing and the ultimate purification is Dafka the Torah. Dafka says the Yitav Panim, Tu Bishvat is the Achana LePurim. It's the Achana of the Maisa of the Mikaba O Mechushma Me'ahava. But you can't just go in there, you can't just go into the Maisa of Purim without having the thought process, the Sraf and Elon in each inside, in each one of us, to be able to make that choice, to be able to make that decision, that I want to buy into Kadosh Baruch Hu's army again, Me'ahava. I want to re-enlist. Tu Bishvat's the time to re-enlist to Kadosh Baruch Hu's army, Biahava. We should be Zocha Be'ez Hashem to not only eat the fruits, to not only eat the Tu Bishvat Seder in the Pnimistic way, but to understand that Tu Bishvat is a time to make the correct choices. It's the ways now for the next 30 days to re-enlist to Kadosh Baruch Hu's army, and the Kabbalah Torah and Purim Be'ez Hashem, Me'ahava. Shkoich.